That's really, okay. So I was debating whether or not to record this or not, because this is a very personal type of a thing, but I think we have a very close type of a chabura, so we could share these things. Today's date in the Hebrew calendar is Tes Kislev. Tes Kislev, I don't know whose Zartet it is, I didn't check it up. Tes Kislev, 3 years ago, happened to be a very inspiring moment for myself, and you'll see why. It was a Sunday night, and I needed a ride back from my parents' house in Jamaica States back to Yeshiva University for night sitter. I tried to go back for night sitter. I should have gone back for a morning sitter, but I don't know, maybe something was happening, whatever. And I needed a daven mincha. So I went to the shul in Jamaica States, the young Israel of Jamaica States, a daven mincha and a daven mincha there. The rabbi of the shul happened not to be there at the time. And sometimes when they need to say, someone has to say a Dvar Torah, they'll ask like different types of guys to say a Dvar Torah. So they asked me to say a Dvar Torah. And I said a Dvar Torah from the Nesiv Shalom. I think it was either on Vayitzer or Vayishlach. But the same idea that the Nesiv Shalom has in both ideas is the following idea. Every Chazal tells Maisa Ovas Simon Labanim, right? Avram went through troubles, Yitzchak went through troubles, Yaakov went through troubles. All our of us went through troubles. So if our forefathers went through troubles, that means we're also going to have to go through challenges and hardships as well. And how do they each get through each one of their hardships? Through tefillah. Avram is matakin shachris, Yitzchak is matakin mincha, and Yaakov is matakin marav. So I'm saying this, I said this to our Torah in front of the shul. And I said, so too now we're their children, we have to be able to take this lesson of tefillah and emunah to be able to realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always there, we just have to call out to Him. Very good. I go home, and I'm still looking for a ride to get back. I didn't have a car. I didn't have a car at the time. And I'm looking for a ride to get back. I told my sister I was looking for a ride, and she said that she happened to have a friend who was in the area who lived in Washington Heights because it was her parents' anniversary, and they were going to go back to Washington Heights, and after dinner. So I said, no problem, very good. It was the middle of the big Giants Packers game. You'll see why I know that, Lamaisa. And she said, I'll pick you up at 7:15. She came at 7:15 to my house, and it was great. 2 blocks away. As we pull away from my parents' house, her father was driving. It was her father in the front, and she was sitting in the passenger seat. And I was sitting in the back, right behind her. And he asked me, "Oh, you have to make a left here to get onto the Grand Central." And he thought you had to make a left, and now we're going the wrong way. I said, "No, you had to continue straight." So he basically made a left before I told him to just go continue straight. Now we had to make a U-turn. So now I'll be able to get back. I don't know. I'm not explaining this so well. Whatever, you had to be there. I mean, you didn't want to be there. You'll see why you don't want to be there. Now we had to make a U-turn. And now we had to make a left back into the Grand Central Service Road. And we made a left onto the Grand Central Service Road. And next thing you know, we're making that left. And you have to bear left right next to St. John's over there. And I just remember in the next 2 seconds, literally the car just going into a house. Mamish, we had no idea what was going on. And it was probably the scariest thing in my entire life. Smoke everywhere. The girl screaming in the front. Her father's out cold. We're mamishin, literally, like, we hit a guy's house. The guy comes out, was not sober at all. He said, "Oh, the Packers just tied the game. That's why I'm." That's, I was like, "Sadik, there's a car on your front lawn, almost in your living room, Lamaisa." Guys, whatever. And it was crazy. Next thing you know, there's a ton of people just running over to the car. You hear ambulances. I'm looking for my phone. I can't find my phone. It dropped out of my pocket, and it was mamish crazy. I pull my way out of the car. I pushed the seat up. She got out of the car, but her father mamish wasn't responding. Next thing you know, there's ambulances there, and she told me at the time that her father had a certain medical condition, but no one knew exactly what was going on at the time. It was crazy. My parents lived 2 blocks away. I wasn't calling my parents. It was just something that I didn't really want to share with them at the time. I said, the New York Post came and asked me for a comment. I said, "Who are you?" I said, "The New York Post." I said, "No comment. I don't even need my comments on the front page." Even though the next year I happened to be in the New York Post. That's for another time. And it was much crazy. It happened to be that her father at the time had lost consciousness. He had a certain type of a heart failure. It was mamish crazy. So I'm mamish stuck there. Her brother picks her up, and I'm very close with my family, but I didn't want to get them involved. I called my wife, who I'm dating at the time, and she picked me up. The next 2-3 days, I'm mamish I can't get this picture out of my head, just going straight into this guy's house. Like, imagine, I don't imagine, but 45 miles an hour just going to someone's house instead of making the sharp left, just going diagonal until I couldn't handle it. So I decided, my wife at the time, the girl I was dating, decided, you know, you really have to go see someone. Why you has this type of a thing that if you have to talk to a social worker or psychologist, you can go talk to them. So I went to talk to them. And first I called up the guy, and the guy said, I made her call up. She said, no, the guy has to call. The person who wants to make the appointment has to call. So I called, and I made an appointment for Thursday. Thursday afternoon I went, and I sit down with the doctor, and I said, the doctor, I have to tell you the honest truth. You know, 10 minutes before I got into this, I told him the whole car accident, but I have to tell you the craziest thing. 10 minutes before the accident, I was in shul, and I'm talking about this whole idea of the Nesiva Shalom, about when just like our forefathers went through hardships and challenges, so too we're also going to go through hardships and challenges, and to be able to get through it, we have to daven and have emunah. And mamash, 10 minutes later, I'm sitting in probably the scariest moment of my entire life. It was just unbelievable, and I can't get this picture of going into the house out of my mind. The person right now, the psychologist, happens to be that he works for YU, but he's not in the psychologist department anymore. He turns to me and he says the following. He says, you should just know, I live in Muncie. I've never been to the Young Israel Shemekesis before in my entire life. He said, me and my children were coming back and we needed to get a mincha. He said, I heard you give the Dvar Torah. I was there when you said that idea for the Nesiva Shalom. So that just put everything in Amish in a one big box for me. Two words. Hashkacha Pratis. For the Kadosh Baruch Hu, the more the Swarm say, the more you look for Kadosh Baruch Hu, the more he'll be there. Right? I don't know what it is that I was able to see that Dafka, he was there at the time, and Dafka, it happened to be all those things that my wife pushed me to be able to go, and he was the psychologist out of all the 10 people that I could have seen. He was Dafka, the person that I saw. But the number one thing that I took from that is, number one, have a karsa tov to Kadosh Baruch Hu, that my life was spared. But the number two, be able to, for us, the message is to be able to look for Hashem. The more we look for Hashem in our lives, the more we'll be able to see Him. And Mez Hashem, the more we look for Him, we should only see the good in our lives, Mez Hashem, to have a moon in our lives, and be able to follow our forefathers, Avram is Matakin, the Tefillah of Shachar, Mincha, and Yitzchak was Matakin, the Tefillah of Mincha, and Yaakov was Matakin, the Tefillah of Marv, and Mez Hashem to use the Koch of Tefillah in our lives. Shkoich.